Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden has nominated a longtime gun control advocate to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. David Chipman spent 25 years at the Bureau as a special agent and now works with an organization that advocates for stricter gun laws. NPR's Scott Detrow reports the nomination coincides with a series of executive actions designed to curb gun violence introduced by the president at the White House today.
Biden announced two new regulations, one curbing the sale of kits used to make homemade guns, so-called ghost guns that lack serial numbers and are difficult to track, and the second cracking down on extensions that turn handguns into rifle-like weapons.
Whether Congress acts or not, I'm going to use all the resources at my disposal as president to keep the American people safe from gun violence. But there's much more that Congress can do to help that effort. And they can do it right now.
Biden is urging lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons, close background check loopholes, and eliminate immunity protections for gun manufacturers. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Testimony continues in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. The prosecution shifted to medical testimony today. NPR Cheryl Corley reports one expert witness testified that Floyd died from a lack of oxygen, which damaged his brain and stopped his heart.
Prosecutors called in Dr. Martin Tobin, a critical care physician who specializes in respiratory medicine, to explain the science behind their argument that it was Derek Chauvin's actions that caused George Floyd to die. Tobin says as Floyd lay on the street with Chauvin's left knee on his neck and officers pushing down on the handcuffs, that cut off Floyd's ability to breathe.
It's like the left side is in a vice. It's totally being pushed in, squeezed in from each side.
The doctor also testified Floyd's leg spasms showed he was experiencing a seizure while Chauvin held him down. He offered analysis from images taken from body camera video. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Minneapolis.
The Pentagon says it's opening up vaccination appointments to all service members and their families by April 19th. Lieutenant General Ronald Place says the department's decision follows the latest recommendations from the White House.
Consistent with the president's announcement on Tuesday that all jurisdictions will begin offering vaccines to all Americans by April 19th, the DoD will also be opening to all tiers beginning that day.
The Pentagon says about 40% of military vaccination sites already have opened appointments to people in the last tier or phase two. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 56 points. This is NPR News. Health officials in Japan say the new variants of the coronavirus are spreading at alarming rates in the capital. The governor of Tokyo says the city is preparing to issue emergency measures to help slow infections. The city has reported more than 500 new cases within the last 24 hours. Israel says it will not cooperate with an International Criminal Court war crimes investigation of Israeli actions toward Palestinians. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
The ICC announced a war crimes probe last month. It could look into actions by Israeli troops and Palestinian militants in Gaza, as well as Israeli settlement building in the occupied West Bank. Israeli officials held meetings to decide how to respond. In a statement today, the government says it has decided not to cooperate with the ICC investigation. It said it would submit a formal response, arguing the international court lacks jurisdiction, Israel is not a party to the ICC, and that Israel knows how to investigate itself. Officials would not say whether Israel will allow Palestinians to travel abroad to give testimony. Israel recently revoked some travel privileges from the Palestinian foreign minister after he met with the ICC prosecutor. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
India is reporting a record number of new coronavirus infections. The country's health ministry reported more than 126,000 cases in a single day today. Officials have taken steps in recent weeks to speed up the nation's vaccination campaign, which began in January. This is NPR.